Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Shir number 3 about Evan Ezer issues in Bereishis. Now, today's Evan Ezer issue is not really so much of a Bereishis thing, but I think only in Bereishis we see someone in the Torah having more than one wife, right? Do we see in Shmos, Bamidbar, Dvarim, something, Vayikra? I don't think we see. We see in Tanakh people that had two wives. We know Elkanah had two wives, but not so many people had more than one wife. But we do see, it's very famous, Yaakov Avinu had 2 + 2, right? And yeah, the famous Kasha, how did he marry 2 sisters? But anyways, we see that they had more than one wife. So okay, this could be an opening for me to discuss Cherem Darbeinu Gershom, and not less important, the Heter of Cherem Darbeinu Gershom, of Heter of having 100 rabbis signing a heter, allowing a person to marry more than one wife. So I want to discuss today what was the background of the cherem, why to begin with it was allowed, why was it then prohibited for having more than one wife, and then under which grounds we will allow a person to actually marry another wife, although he is still married to his previous wife. This thing came back to the news around a year ago. I see it's almost a full year that a very famous singer in Israel, Shuli Ran, I love his song, it's great. So he's famous for the movie Ushpizim, if you remember. And he was in that movie with his wife. And that wife, that very wife, so their relationship got to an end, and they decided to divorce. But she, I don't know what was the story, but the basin decided that she was a mesarevet, she was a sarfanit get. Like, we have also men who refuse to give a get. We have even more cases, according to the Bedin in Israel, more cases of women who are refusing to receive and accept the get. Because of that, the Bezdin allowed him to marry another wife, and he did a heter of Mea Rabbanim. So this was actually something that caused many people to be upset, because men have a solution, and women... Sorry? So you're all the way back in Gittin. So one of the takanos of Rabbeinu Gershom Me'or HaGola is 2 things. He has a few takanos. Of course, not opening letters. That's 1 takana. We won't discuss that today. But also the 2 takanos. 1, don't marry 2 wives. And 2, you cannot force your wife to have a get, can't throw it to her. So of course, we have cases in the Gemara saying that you can throw a get. We have cases in the Gemara that you could have many wives as much as you want. But since he came around year 1000, so Ben Gershom Me'or HaGola decided no more having 2 wives, no more forcing a woman to receive a get. So in order to force a woman to give a get, there's a heter Me'or HaRabbanim, as you'll see here in this article, Shuli Ran Asriv Ishtayim, Al Heter Me'or HaRabbanim, Ve'apar HaBilti Nisbal Bein Nashim LeGvarim B'Yisrael. How do you say Bilti Nisbal? Annoying, unbearable gap that there is between men and women, because women, if their husband is not willing to give them a get, so they're stuck. But men have this solution of heter Me'or HaRabbanim. It's not so common as people think it is. I think also in Israel, if I'm not mistaken, so it's a process. Even if the woman is declared as a sarvanit get, so it's not immediately that we grant the husband this heter, as to go to the Supreme Court of the Beis Din. I think also that's after a few years. So it's not so simple. However, yes, it's true. There is this solution for men that their wives are not willing to give that to receive the get, but for them it is much more of a problem. There are many famous stories in the past that there was a heter Me'or HaRabbanim. I was surprised to find out that none less than Reb Tzodak HaKohen Lublin had no idea. So he wanted to have a heter Me'or HaRabbanim. I brought here on the side from a book called Ha'avar HaYisraeli, but this is a famous story apparently. When I checked it, there are many sources to this story that Reb Tzodak HaKohen Lublin, the famous Hasidish Rebbe, so he was married to a certain lady. There are many versions to the story. So either people told him that she wasn't tzenua enough for him, and he was a Kohen also, so he was even more concerned, because a Kohen cannot marry a Zona, so he was even more concerned. There was some kind of chashash. Many stories say that he was a very big kanoi. He was very jealous for his wife, so he didn't allow her to be with men ever, and I think they lived in an inn that belonged to his father-in-law. His father-in-law has some kind of inn, some kind of hotel, innkeeper, and once they had to allow this general or officer from the army to be there, so she had to serve him. He was upset, so he went from rabbi to rabbi to get a heta me'arabanim, and that's how he became very famous, because he went to these great rabbis. And they all spoke with him. They shmoozed with him. They were very impressed with him. Many of the rabbis were upset with him. They thought that he was wrong to get the hetzel me'arabanim. Here in the story, we see here Rabbi Aharon ben Cholmobil and the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz and Chiddush Ha'arim. I saw in a different version of the story that the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz says to him that you're wrong, and if you're going to carry on, you won't have children. And indeed, the Kohen of Lublin did not have children. He got the hetzel me'arabanim, and he married, I think, one wife, and then he married again. He was married three times, and he didn't have any children. So this is very, very interesting, a very, very famous story. We also have some very famous contemporary stories, I think even this very day now. So there's a basin in some place in North America that gave a heta me'arabanim for a couple that actually lives in Europe, and the European basin there are very, very upset with them. Won't get into the details of that for a specific story. Sorry?
Heter Mea, where did the 100?
So where did the 100 people come from? Why do we need 100 people? So we'll see. We'll see that there's a fundamental machlokas whether this was part of the takana of Rabbi Gershom. He said, "Don't marry two wives unless you have me'arabanim." But I think the majority of posts say that no, it was later on that they said that in the certain cases that there's no chayav Rabbi Gershom, we still require me'arabanim. Sephardim to this very day don't need het me'arabanim, and we'll see why. Okay, so let's.
Do they have to sign?
No, of course not. No one can force me to sign anything. So they say that the psak that was given was wrong. They're saying that this hetel today, it's very easy also to do hetel me'arabanim. I have in my contact list 300 people. I send, and they're all rabbis or some kind of rabbis. I send them, please give me your eskama, and that is enough. So. Yeah, of course, yes, these things happen, yeah. There was a famous story that happened 30 years ago. I won't go into the details because I recorded it. But, yes, and they went to a certain kollel in Bnei Brak, and the Avreichim just signed it. Yeah. And it's a big thing. Okay. So let's, see a bit, the background of the Takana. I write here also the Israeli law that says in source number one, Nasui hanosei isha acheret, unesu'ah haniset le'isha acher, a person that is married, he's marrying another wife, yes, or she's having another husband. So it's written in Israeli law, dinam ma'asar chamesh shanim, 5 years in prison. However, there is a heter, heter mislim ufi din Torah, hayah הדין החל על נישואים חדשים דין תורה לא ירשם אדם על עבירה לפי סעיף 176. Right, article 176 says the person will be in prison for 5 years if he got married to another woman, but in article 179, if he has a heta from the Beis Din and the chief rabbi and the Sibit Adin, which is the same person, so in that case, he can get married. So in Israel, if they have a heta from the Beis Din and the Godel, so in that case, a person, usually a man, because woman, yeah, always a man. So in that case, he can get married to another woman. The famous, sorry?
Why always a man?
Because women will never get a hetel to marry another husband because they're never allowed to marry two husbands. So in that case, the base, what they do is, they say that they were never married, they've got kiddushin, or they say there's a get, whatever that is. She can never marry two people, right? According to Din Torah, the classic psukim in the Torah, a man can marry two women, but a lady cannot marry two men. So that, of course, raises the big question, as says the article, par bilti nisbal ben nashim gvarim. Why is it? Why is it that men can marry two women and women cannot marry two men? What do you think? Just out of slora? What? Oh, very good. Yichus. Yeah, exactly. So I actually saw many weird answers. Like, some of them are saying sociologically that a man, back in the day, used to take care of women, and not the opposite. But the real answer is, as you say, is yichus. As we see here in source number two, just
the what? Would you say yichus?
Yichus. Yeah, yeah, Yichus. So it's extremely important, Yichus, as the Midrash says in source number 2, B'sha'a shekiblu Yisrael Torah, nitkan'u umot ha'olam bahen. Ma ra'u litkan'u betal min ha'umot? Why is it that Am Yisrael are seeing the Torah and not us? So the reason is, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they have a Yichus. He says, they brought to me their Sefer Yichusin. Where is your Sefer Yichusin? And the reason, and since Yichus is so important, so that's what we have to have to make sure that the Yichus is fine. So if a woman has 5 husbands, so in that case, we know who the mother is, but we have no idea who the husband is, who the father is. But if it's the opposite, we always know who the mother is, and if it's one husband, we also know who the father is. Sorry? Ah, so saying, so the Yichus is important also for the land of Israel. Okay. Interesting. Okay. By the way, why is Gershom called Me'ora Gola? So there's a very interesting sefer here, Tolot Chayav V'Imot Rabbi Yechiel Meir Me'Ostrovtsa. But this is a very famous Chassidish Shavort that they say, why is it called Me'or HaGola? Because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we're now in Golos, we're not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to divorce us. So he can't divorce us, because according to Bilam Gershom, in order to divorce your wife, she has to agree. We don't agree to be divorced by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he wants now marry somebody else, Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe he wants to add another person to his bris, to have another nation that will have the Torah. He cannot, because according to Bilam Gershom, so you cannot have 2 wives. So because of these takanos, Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot leave us, he can't divorce us, and can't add another nation. That's why he is Me'or HaGola. And now we're now enlightened in Galus, and there's no concern that Kadosh Baruch Hu will leave us. Okay. That's the proof that Hashem's not Sephardi. Absolutely. That's a, yeah. This could be recorded. Everyone knows it's a joke. Okay. So this is no problem. Okay. So let's see a bit of the background and a few sources. So in source number 4, the Gemara says, Rav Amar, Nose Adam Kama Nashim Al Ishto. A person can marry as many wives as he wants. It's fine. No problem whatsoever. Vehu de'itle mezanayu. But under one condition, that he has the funds to take care of a large family and 5 wives, right? You have Sukkot and Pesach coming. He has to buy her a piece of jewelry. He has to buy now to all the women that he's married to. So he has to make sure that he can take care of them. It's very interesting that I noticed, people say, that in Gemara, you'll never see a rabbi that was married to 2 women, I think. I'm not sure, never. I think that's a bit too much of a claim. But it's very, very rare to see such a thing. There is a Tosefta that says that Rabbi Talfon married 300 women. Why? Because he was a Kohen, and it was years of famine, so he wanted them to also eat from the Truma, so he married as many women as possible for them to also have Truma, right? Because not only a Kohen can eat Truma, also the wife of a Kohen can eat Truma, so he married as many women as possible in order for them to have Truma. But other than him, we barely see people in the Gemara having more than 1 woman. However, again, according to Halacha, you can do it as long as you can provide them. The Tool says, and this also quotes from the Gemara, Nosei Adam Kama Anashim, the Ma'arav Nosei Adam Kama Anashim, Behud Eshar Lemekem Sipukayu, they can provide them. Umekom Makom, nevertheless, the rabbis gave an Eitzah back in the day. Nosei Chachamim Eitzah Tova, Shelo Yisa Adam Yotem Medalig Nashim. 4 is too much. Until 4, beyond 4 is too much. Kidei Sheyegeh Lekol Achat Ona B'Chodesh. Right, because he wants to have them to have also a physical relationship with them. So if he'll be with someone once a week, so now he can divide it to the 4 wives. So in that case, so that's why 4 is too much. You have one with once a week with one of them. So 4 is enough. But nevertheless, says the Tur, "Mekom shesh takana shelo yisa leisha achat holchim achar minag." But nevertheless, if there's a minag in a certain place, so in that case, you should follow the minhag. So this is also another thing that I remember that this question being asked in the test of the chief rabbinate, that let's say you're Sephardim. We'll see soon that according to Sephardim, we don't necessarily have Cherem Dabin Gershom today. So are they allowed to get married? So the answer is, of course, no, because of the law. But let's say they don't care of the law. So nevertheless, they cannot, because the law at least will make a minhag. It will now turn the kind of practice of this place. And because of the minhag, they're not allowed to get married. So even though they might not have Cherem Dabin Gershom, if there's a minhag, and there is a minhag today, so in that case, they cannot get married. I think also here, right? Even if I don't know if it's legal or not legal, but the common minhag is not to have more than 1 wife. So in that case, sorry?
The mouthfuls.
Yeah. The Muslims, I think, until this very day, I don't know here in Canada, but sorry. I don't think you have to be such a genius to have this idea of having more than one wife. Ah, they have only four? I don't know that.
Yeah,
okay.
They're also allowed only
four. Interesting. Okay. So also the tool for some reason doesn't mention Cherem Darbin Gershom. However, the Beis Yosef in source number 7, I'm in page number 2. So he says, I'm not sure if this is the most oldest source, but he says in source number 7, Ketav Nimkei Yosef Shemaritva, Betosfot Katvu Ki Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim Al Hanose Isha Al Ishto Vechrim Lachuf Al Acherim Shelo. Rabbeinu Gershom in the year I think 1000, something like that. Year 1000, so he made the takana of not marrying more than one wife. Very, very ironic. I saw in Wikipedia, Rabbeinu Gershom had two wives. Yes, I had no idea he had two wives. It's ironic. It's actually maybe the reason why he actually enacted it, because there's a book of Laman that says what? Yes, so according to the story of Laman, which usually is true, so what happened is his second wife, for some reason, turned him into the Roman Empire. Yeah, so I don't know if it was before or after, but he said no more for having two wives. It's not working well, and because of that, he hate me again. Not because of that, Chas v'Shalom, but he made the takana of not marrying more than one wife. Now we have numerous reasons for the takana. Why did Rabbeinu Gershom decide that although Meikar Adin, a person can have two wives, why is he saying that today we should not have more than two wives? Maybe you have an idea? Any guesses here in the crowd?
Can't afford it.
Okay, we'll see that. Very good. Very good.
Where is he living?
What?
Where's Rabbeinu
Gershom living? He's in Europe, I think. I think he's in Europe. If it's a Roman Empire, I think it should be. Sorry? Yeah, the year of 1000.
So is that already like the common style for the non-Jews to only have one wife?
He made it a common style.
For non-Jews also?
For non-Jews. Very good. Okay, so we have two reasons. That's one reason. That's the second reason. Non-Jews, very good. Again, I don't understand. Sorry?
More protected
for
the second wife, he could feel that
why should we say that a chazaka of a man not to give a get?
Because then he can go with the first wife.
So it's connected with the chiyuv of gittin. Okay, we'll see that. Okay, so you have your five reasons. I think there are even more reasons.
Shortage of wives.
That's interesting. There's a shidduch crisis in Europe. No, it could be. No one says this, but it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, why should it be different? What? So there was a shortage of women. Interesting. I never thought about that.
It's just the opposite.
What? Today's the opposite? Yeah?
There's more girls in there.
Okay, so in that case, we should have now two wives. You know, to solve it.
You don't have to worry about yichsen. We have DNAs.
We have DNAs, okay. Sorry? No, of course not. What kind of rumors come here to Canada? What do you think about Bnei Brak? No, so no one has two wives. I have one wife. I actually have one wife in Israel and one wife here with me. Yeah. Znus? That having... Already in the time of the Gemara, they were frowned upon those who had two wives, one for having children, one for keeping her... Yeah, so, but that's right, already in the time of Gemara, they already said how terrible that was. Right? Lamech, right? Lamech, they said about him. So he was a very big rabbi. I guess he was, elected by the people. I don't know. I mean, he was probably, he had to be something great. Okay, so let's see the reasons. We have a bunch of interesting reasons. Reason number one, brought here in the name of the Rashba, in source number 8, So a person asked the Rashba a fun question. He says that his wife, Lalenu, so she became ill and she doesn't have a clear mind. And everyone wants to know if he's allowed to marry another wife because there is the cherim of Benu Gershom. So says the Rashba, Tshuva, I mean the third line in source number 8, cherim of Benu Gershom lo nitzpashet b'gvulenu v'adat nota shelo gazav v'chol anashim u'v'chol ha'megershim shelo asa ela ligdor b'fnei ha'paritzim v'ha'meolelim b'nishotiyem shelo karui. אבל לא על דעת שתתפשט את התקנתו באותן שמו חכמים שיצאו בלא כתובה. Don't think that this is a takana for every single person, for every single time and age, and for every single place. No, there was a certain time and place that he saw that people were disrespectful to their women. And he saw that they were paritzim, they were me'olelim min shoteihem, they had a bunch of women, they didn't provide for any one of them, they didn't take care of any one of them. And because of that, In his specific time and place, he said, it's no good. But you should know, of course, there are many reasons, it says the Rashba, that there's not the cherem of Benu Gershom. We'll see those reasons further on. But he says, reason number one, people were disrespectful to the women. And of course, they had two, so it was even worse. So because of that, Benu Gershom made this second. That's reason number one. In source... No, he's 200, 300 years later. Yeah. So that's reason number one. Reason number two says Dalkei Moshe in source number 9. The reason is brought in the Hagot Mordechai. Tam Avinu Gershom Mishum Ktata Be'alma. As the Gemara says in Yevomes, what is the name of a second wife?
Tzara,
of course. In that case, Tzara means, what is sorry in English? Pain, danger, anguish. I don't know. It's not good. So if you have too much, if you have a fighting in the house, that's the reason that's brought in the Darkei Moshe. Another reason which brought in the name of the Maharam Padve, source number 10. So this is the reason that you said, Rav Younger, you said this reason, I think. Ki chasheshu v'shakdu al bnot Yisrael b'tun b'gola asher belo nashim v'yivaled banim arbe lo yuchal laspikam. Because even in the time of the Gemara, Rav said, make sure that if you have women, you have more than one wife, so make sure you can provide every single wife that you have. Today, he says, we are in the Golos, and who knows? There might be a Gzera next year, La'aleinu, that we'll have to move for the place that we are. So he says, Kol mamoneinu al keren atzvi, all our money is on keren atzvi. It's very, very dangerous. We can never know what is going to be the following day. Because of that, he says, there's the kana, make sure that you have one wife, and they could take care of her. In source 11, the Yavid says what you say, Miss Woman. You said that Zeim Pei Chalat Amatzik Sheina Matirim Adam Kecha Yotem Mishtanashim. He says, and it's very interesting. He says, why is it that the Takana was only among Ashkenazim and not Sephardim? Because he said, because only in Ashkenazim countries, so it was illegal to have more than one wife. So because of that, if it's illegal, you don't want to now look different and also like a criminal to the society that they live there. So because of that, you should not have more than one wife, as he says. So because of that, so he says it's not ideal. Like in the Shkaf of the Torah, maybe you should have more than one wife. But we're down in Golus, so we have to be careful because of how people think about us and how they view us. That's why we should not have more than one wife. That is the Yaivas. And source 12, I brought it from the book Avni Ezer, but this is, I think, a reason which is mentioned in a lot of places. I didn't find it in the Maharam Padve, but he brings it in the name of the Maharam Padve. The Avni Ezer is a book written by Harav Yehuda Deri. Harav Yehuda Deri is the chief rabbi of Be'er Sheva, and he is the brother of Aryeh Deri. I don't know, how do you call it now in Israel? The prime minister? Almost prime minister. Sorry? He's a big, big politician in Israel. So his brother is a bit of Chacham. He was the Rosh Avot Beit Din in Be'er Sheva and the chief rabbi of Be'er Sheva. And he brings in the name of the Maharam Padve that the reason is that it's that the main takana of Rabbeinu Gershom was actually not to divorce your wife, to force your wife to receive a get. That was the original takana. The original takana was that people were just giving a get, forcing her, and then throwing her to the streets, and then she was by herself. And the original takana was, no, You cannot throw her away. You cannot give her a get and force her to receive a get. And because of that takana, he added another takana that, as he says here, "Klomar acharei shechrim shelo yigresh adam et ishto be'al korcha ra'a shehayu mi shekinitu neshotayim al edei shenasu isha acheret kedei shetaskim ha'isha letgiresh mirtzona amad v'itkin lehem nami cherem shelo yisa adam isha al ishto." So he saw that after the first takana that you should not force your wife to get a get, people said, "Okay, I cannot now give her a get. I can't throw her away. So I'll now try to maybe convince her that she's not wanted here. So I'll marry a few more ladies, and then she will feel that she's not wanted here, and then she'll get the picture, and then she'll leave by herself." So instead of Gershom, "I'm not going to allow you to do that as well." And because of that, he didn't allow men to marry more than one woman. So we see here, it seems that which takana is the more important takana? The takana of Gerush Bal Kocha, of forcing her to receive a get. So there's a very interesting discussion in the postgame that, let's say, we have now reasons to allow a person to get married again. Right? We'll see a bunch of reasons. If she's felt on that, she's no longer religious, or things like that. We'll see all kind of, things like that. So the question will be, which cherem should he now transgress? He should now transgress. Should he force her to get a get, or should he marry another wife? So what should he do?
Marry another wife.
Why? Because it's more kosher, right? So it says in source 13, the Noida Behuda, he says, yes, the main takana is the takana not to give your wife a get and force her to receive a get. And in addition, there are poskim who say that the takana of not marrying two wives, it's limited only to certain places, not all around the world. And also it's limited until the end of the Elef HaChamishi, until the fifth millennia, which was 783 years ago. So some people possibly say that was until then. But the takana of the cherem of Bilam Gershom, not to force your wife to receive a get, this is everywhere, and it's until this very day. So since this is more important of a takana, a person should marry a second wife and not force his wife to get a get.
You said it was 5 millennia?
The fifth millennia. Year 5000. Why? So some say that since it's a takana of derabanan, you cannot say for all eternity, because in that case it's mamish adding another mitzvah to the Torah. So you have to limit it. So I guess it was nice just to round it until the end of the millennia. That's a reason. But many say even shochemol pasul zochem ma'ase, it's only until the end of the fifth thousand year, until the year 5000. According to Jewish calendar. That is the approach of the Mil de Biyuda. So it's if either this or that. So in that case, a person should marry another wife. However, there is a very, very nice idea in the Knesset HaGedoyla. And he says, no.
Does anybody say that it's fine?
Yes. Sephardim. Shulchan
Aruch. Sephardim observed it until 783
years. I'm not really sure, but they say there's no reason really to observe it today, other than the minhag of the world or a takana, things like that. Knesset HaGedoyla, so he says, I think it's the opposite. Yoter tov legarsha milisa isha acheret. De legarsha afilu ledata omrim dechem rabbeinu gershom ha'gaula chal v'kom mitzav shegirushin avar lachem v'tulo. Aval isa isha acheret kol od de'agida bei over al acherem uve'amod v'hotze kai. He says, although it might be more of a chomer takana not to force your wife to get a get, but it's worse to marry a second wife. Why? Why does he say? So he says it's very interesting. Lisa isha acheret kol od agida bei over al acherem. What is he saying here?
It's continually.
Oh, very good. He says maybe it might be a bigger transgression to force a wife to receive a get. But if you're going to marry a second wife, so you're going to constantly do the avera, meaning every single second that you're married to two women, you're doing an avera. It might be less than avera of forcing wife to receive a get, but it's on and on and on and on and on all the time. So maybe it's better, he says, to do one big avera. That's it, and then do the rest. That's the svara of the Knesset HaGedoyla. So since he says this idea, I had to bring a beautiful Tosefes bracha on this parashat. The Tosafot Bracha is Rabbi Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima and the book Baruch Shamar, the son of Aruch HaShulchan, and he brings a Midrash Pliya. A Midrash Pliya that says the following on last week's Parsha. That Avraham says to Sarah, please tell the Egyptians that you're my sister, because if you won't, they'll kill me and they will leave you alive. So says the Midrash, Mikan, from this Pasuk, from here we learn, Shochatim avul chole b'shabbat. From this Pasuk we learn that there's a sick person that needs to eat meat without a shecht for him on Shabbos and feed him meat. And what is the shaykhes between the two? Avram says, you tell the Egyptians that you are my sister? Ah, what do I learn from here? I learn that you have a shecht for a sick person. What is the shaykhes between the two? So says the Tosafot Bracha, a brilliant, brilliant answer. He says, Pharaoh was a big tzaddik, Paro. He knows that Yishev B'Nei Noach is both Ritzicha and also Gilu Arayos. So now he sees Sarah. He has two options. He could either kill Avraham Avinu and be with Sarah, or he will leave Avraham Avinu, but he will be together with Sarah and do multiple Averos of Gilu Arayos because she is an Eshetish. So he said, which Avera should I do? Should I kill Avraham? Or should I do Gilu Arayos again and again and again and again with Sarah? So Paro said, I'll tell you what. Ritzicha is one Avera, and Gilu Arayos with Eshetish will be again and again and again and again. And so he said, what is this cheshbon? I will kill Avraham Avinu to avoid the Averos, and then I'll be with Sarah as much as I want. It's better to do one big Avera than multiple minor Averos. So that's a pshat. So Avraham knew that this will be the svara of Paro. So he says, if they'll know that you're my wife, they're going to kill me in order to be with you. So what do we learn from here? It's better to do one big avera than multiple small averos. There's machlokis in the poskim. If you have a sick person that is now craving for meat, and I have two options, to go to the non-kosher deli and give him nevela and treifas to eat, or to shecht for him an animal. So the Ran says that the poskim say it's better to shecht him a kosher animal, they have fresh steak. Why? Because when you shecht from an animal, it's one avera, one shechita. I don't know. One he will eat it raw, I guess, of the meat shechita, and not raw. No, you have I don't know what a barbecue. Then you do I don't know one two averos. And then, that's it. That's the Averos. But if he will eat the non-kosher meat, so every single bite that he's doing will be another Avera, another Avera, another Avera. So it's much better to shecht once than for him to eat the Averos again and again and again.
Definitely Shabbos is a capital crime.
In Achinami. But again, we see from here, it's better to do one big Avera than plenty smaller Averos. Yes, in Achinami, that's the Chiddush of the Ran. Although eating the Vela is less of an Isser, nevertheless, it's better. That's what he says. Sorry?
Pari thought that?
What?
The Ran accused Pari of thinking that?
Yeah, this is the pshat of the Midrash, that we learn it's better to do one big avera than multiple small averas. So what do you learn from here? Shecht, an animal on Shabbos for the sick person, and he wants to have an avera again and again and again by eating. I think this is brilliant. Sorry?
Avraham
is saying the svara for Pavli. Avraham is saying, I'll tell you, Paro is a chacham. This will be a svara. So it's a svara both of Paro and Avraham Avinu. So I just brought this because this is very, very fun. And this is also the logic of Knesset Gedolah. It's better to do one avera, even if it's a bigger avera, than doing multiple small averos. So yes, give the wife a get, and then every single time that you'll be married to your second wife, it'll be fine. I think it's brilliant. It's very nice. What do you think, Rav David?
It's a very good answer.
What? Well, it's true. the Svara.
Before Shabbos, I can say it over at the table. It's already too late. It's last week's parsha.
Okay. Well, you have the story of Avimelech. So I don't know. So you can say the second time. you have material to. Yeah, it's very inspiring to speak in a bar mitzvah about these topics. About Gila Raya's and this and that. Yeah, you should know that now you're a bar mitzvah. Yeah, this is a verse you should do. Chas v'shalom.
Okay. No, I needed it last week. This is
Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay. But I think this is brilliant, brilliant to think. Yeah. Okay. So these are the reasons. Halach l'maise. So today, no one forces a woman to get a get, right? I mean, I checked around, and no one forces her to get a get. So I guess the halacha is like the shita that says that a person could marry a second wife. So when we allow a person to marry a second wife, so we don't tell him hide behind a tree and give her the get, get married. And so it seems that halacha will be not like the Esa Gdola, but rather like the Noda B'Yehuda that says that it's better for a person to marry a second wife rather than forcing her to get a get. Yeah. So what?
Yeah, there's a possibility of a kid being together with it.
Who says that's the reason? Yeah, but wait, by the way, there is a thing of reason that there's a chashash because of that. But today everything is very documented, everything is fine. So like, I don't think it's a big chashash. I don't think so. Another svara why it would be better to marry another wife than giving the get. So I saw a svara in the name of Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin, the famous rabbi, so he says that, because when you marry the second wife, so you're violating the cherem, but you see why, in order to marry the second wife. But when you force her to get a get, at that moment, you don't see the purpose of marrying the second wife. Like, we know why you're now forcing her to get a get, in order to marry another wife. But we don't see it. So now you have your a full violation of the cherem. Whereas when you marry a second wife, so it's kind of an esa d'chilisis, I think, that you have your good reason to marry another woman, and with this reason, you're violating the cherem. So it's kind of an esa d'chilisis concept, something like that. Okay. Anyways, but halacha, it seems that we're allowed to marry another wife.
Let me ask you
in certain cases. Yeah.
But what did they do with the people, like the men who came out of the war, who didn't know where their wives were and wanted to get married again?
Interesting. We know famous stories about Agunos cases, but what did they do with the men? I don't know. I don't remember anything about it. It's a very interesting topic actually to explore. I actually now regret that you didn't ask me that beforehand, because it's a very good question. I'll try to find out. It's very interesting. There's a great sefer that we have in school. It's written by the wife of my Rosh Yeshiva. It's called Besetaram. Rebbetzin Esther Farbstein. She's the wife of my Rosh Yeshiva, Moshe Mordechai Farbstein. It's a great book. It's a book about the Holocaust. And she has... Sorry?
She's an expert.
Yeah, she's an expert. She's a very big name. She has a chapter about Agunos cases after Holocaust. So I remember reading that part discussing the cases of women who are Agunos, but I don't remember what they did with men. I assume it was much easier. Indeed, they could have got a heta me'arabani, first of all. I mean, it's much easier to find them a heta, because again, it's only the cherem and not Issa deraisa. Okay, let's see a few exceptionals about the... Sorry?
You have the same concept of righteousness. So I saw actually a Moritz Ani,
Yes, so in Evan Ezra Sankuf Yutet, there is a list of reasons which will allow a person to give a get to Baal Kocha. Shulchan Aruch actually paskins that you're allowed to give a get Baal Kocha. That's his halacha, because he doesn't hold of the mother says, no, we do have this halacha, and then he gives a bunch of exceptions. We'll see. Every single halacha that there's a chiyuv to give a get, there are certain cases that there's a chiyuv to give a get. Over tal dat, a mishnah in ksubos, ve'elu yitzot shelo b'ktuba, das moishe, das yehudis, she's feeling in Isurim, things like that. So those cases, there seems to not have to be any chiyuv whatsoever. So you can either marry another woman or mamas give her a get. Okay, so let's see the exceptions about the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. In source 17, so the same Rashbo, and now also Amharik, saying that Otata Kana lo pashta bechol gvuloteinu. This Kana did not go all around the world. Ve'lo begvulot provincia hasmuchim leTzarfat lo shamanu shepashta. Even next to France, in the provinces next to France, we didn't see this takana actually taking place. ומעשים במקומנו בתמידי חכמים אנשי מעשה שנשאו אישה על אשיהם ואחרים רבים ולא חשש שום דם הדבר הזה מעולם. אז כשאנחנו עושה את זה רשבו, this thing is something that no one had any חשש about. Many great rabbis married more than one wife. Now so Maharik says, Maharik בשמו בשור שקוף א', שלא יתקיד בנו גרשום אלא עד סוף האלף החמישי, the end of year 5000, which is 783 years ago. And הלכה מעשה says שולחן in source 18, Eben Ezer, Rabbeinu Gershom, hichrim al hanoseh al ishto, he brings that there was a chayrem, velo pashta takanato b'chol haratzot. This thing is not something that was around the entire world. The Ramah on the spot says, davka b'kom she'adua shelo pashta, only places that you know for sure that there isn't a takana. But stama, some place, Canada, the US, China, נוהג בכל מקום. The stama is, it's every single place. That is Ashkenazi. But again, Shulchan Aruch says, it's not every single place. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, ולא הכרים אלא עד סוף האלף החמישי. He passed in Zalach Lemaise, that today, in 2022, there is no Cherem Abim Gershom. And the takana is only until the year 5000. And then the Ramah says again, ובכל מקום, בכל מיות אלו, התקנה והמנהג במקומו עומד. So we see that there's a big machlokas between Sephardim and Ashkenazim. According to Sephardim, Shulchan Aruch, it's not every single country, and it's not every single time, because it's already stopped, this takana stopped already 783 years ago. But the Ramah says that, no, it's everywhere, and it's also until this very day. Don't think that Sephardim today can marry easily to women for numerous reasons. Again, as we said, it's illegal. Two, it's also there's a minhag. And number three, so according to many Sephardim, they have to have a shvua under the chuppah. And and part of the shvua is that they're not going to have another wife more than this wife that they have in front of them. There's a shvua. Many rabbis are against this shvua because the shvua, the content of the shvua is not only that they don't have more than one wife, but also the entire content of the ksuba, which includes I will respect you. So if one day he will be disrespectful to his wife, so he's violating a shvua. It's a shvua chamura and everything. So many rabbis are against it. I don't remember exactly who. Either Rav Avadia or Rav Yitzchak Avishu was against it. I don't remember who. But one of them wasn't really happy about it. The Sephardi didn't do it here in Toronto, a shvua? You don't do a tkias kaf? The rabbi doesn't shake your hand? Verbally. So you say it. What? Wait, shvua? Nishba?
Not
the shvua. But it's in the text of the ksuba. Interesting. So it's not so easy for Sephardi to marry another woman, even if he wants. So again, these are the first exceptions. In sources 21 and 22, there's an interesting discussion between the Ran and the Yavetz. What happens if I am an Ashkenazi back in the day and I move from Germany to Spain? I move to the place where there's from where there isn't a takana. So do I have the takana? Yes or no? So according to the Ran, the last three words he says akar kafta de gavri rami, that the shvua is on the head of every Ashkenazi. If you're an Ashkenazi or a son of Ashkenazi or a grandson of Ashkenazi, so this thing carries on with you. So even if you move to Spain, you cannot have more than one wife. That's what he says. But the Yavetz says, no, he thinks actually differently. He thinks that hamakom gorem, the place that you live, that actually is the thing that forces you. Yeah, exactly. Mamish kacha. Yes, this is their discussion. What? So actually, it is actually mentioned here. Who mentions it? So Ramah says. See Ramah in source 18. He says, "Tayem yoredea imalachan kumkom shenagul achem kumkom shenagul akel." So I think that is supposed to actually support the afin of the Yavetz. You should have the chumrah of both places. But again, if I'm not mistaken, and I think it gives us a share about it. So if you go there with intention to live there, and I'm moving to Spain, and I'm relocating to Spain entirely, so you don't have the chumus of the foreign place, only this place. So it's not so sure.
Did you say that it was the Yavetz or Shibasa?
Why was Zavis a shita? So he says,
because of
the ktata. Yeah. You're right. So in that case, yeah, you're right. So in that case, the culture, no, not ktata, is because of the laws of the place.
Yeah, he said the whole thing is, which by the way, the huge finish, where do you have a lot of that's driven by the opinions of the.
In the Chinami, that's why.
We say that.
That's why he says also. He says the Yavitz. It's very different. He says, the fact that we have to keep this takana is an avoin. It shows that we're not in the higher where we're supposed to be. So if you move, you go. So you're right. So the Ibis is the shitos. Actually, it is the same tshuva, so it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that is the Yavis. What happens when there is a state where people come from all over the world, and now they live in this place, you have Sephardim and Ashkenazim together, so what do you do? So, this is what we have in Eretz Yisrael, and also, I guess, also in Chutz-Laaretz, but at least in Eretz Yisrael, so the chief rabbis of Israel, this is before source 23, in the top of page 4, so the rabbis, wow, we have only 12 minutes left, Hashem Lachem. So rabbis say a takana, that this is both Ashkenazi rabbi and Sephardi rabbi, they say, see in the second column, Asur le'ish, וישם ישראל לארס ולתרס עם אישה שנייה על אשתו הראשונה אם לא ביותר נשואים מאושר וחתימת האבנים הראשים לישראל. So they said, since we're now in Kibbutz Galuyos, bunch of minhagim, this and that, what the halacha should be, like Ashkenazim, not to marry a second wife. Rav Avadya Yosef wasn't so pleased about it, not because he wanted to enable polygamy, but he wanted things to have yibum instead of chalitza, a lot of interesting discussions, not now. Now, a few more details, and then we'll have to just say briefly about Heta Me'arabonim. So, in source 23, we have here a machlokes. Is there cherem dabinu gershom in the case of a mitzvah? When you have a mitzvah to marry a second wife, which kind of mitzvah do we have? Number one famously is Yibum. Is there the cherem or not? And also, the mitzvah of Priya Uviya. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbeinu Gershom Hichrim al Hanusei al Ishto, aval biyevama lo hichrim. If a person now has to marry his brother's wife because of the mitzvah of Yibum, he says Shulchan Aruch, you can do it, because in the case of the mitzvah, there is no cherem. The Ramah adds, I'll add you another mitzvah. If a person is Laleinu married to a woman for 10 years and they don't have any children, so the mitzvah is he has to fulfill the mitzvah of Pu'el Vu. So in that case, he could add another wife. In that case, there's no cherem. Nevertheless, Ramah brings an opinion, even in the case of a mitzvah, there still is cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. Even in the case of Yibum, in the case of Pu'el Vu, there still is. So again, the Ramah is constantly stringent about this case. That's source 23. Is there cherem Rabbeinu Gershom in the case of mitzvah? Now, Heta Me'arabonim, sources 25 onwards. So the Ramah says that b'makom she'ena rishona bat girushim kegon shenishtatet, and unfortunately we have the most iterim of a Heta Me'arabonim in this case, that a woman la'aleinu, she lost her mind for some kind of reason. I know cases of depression after childbirth, so she became mamish an illness, and then the people allowed the husband to get married again, or something happened to her, la'aleinu. So in these cases, we allow the person to get married to another wife. Says also the Ramah, oshuhu min hadin legarsha, or cases that the halacha says that this person should divorce his wife. And this is also something which is very, very, we have many cases, the halacha says a person should divorce his wife. If she's over at that, if she's not sanua, if she's doing a bunch of bad things. So those cases, says the Ramah, there is no cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. So according to the Ramah, in these cases, there's no heter me'arabonim. But what do we have here? We have here halacha that there's no cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. But he doesn't mention at all the idea of 100 rabbis. This comes in the words of the Beis Shmuel, who brings the words of the Kolbo and the Bach, that even in the times that there isn't cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, right, that the woman lost her mind, la'aleinu, or that she is sitting so much that there's a mitzvah to be megarisher. So he says, nevertheless, we still have to find, we have to add another barrier for the person until he gets married, and that is to have heter me'arabonim. Heta me'arabonim. And it's not 300 people that live around here. He says, me'anashim, me'gimel al-keilot, me'gimel al-ratzot. You have to have three countries. So today, if you have heta me'arabonim, so if they send it all around the world, I know of a rabbi that asked from people from France, from Canada, from Israel, of course, to have 100 rabbis to sign this heter. The purpose, and of course, at this heter, so they also asked the husband to put the get in a certain place. He has to leave a get in a certain place. And when she wants to collect her get, she can get it on the spot. So it's a very, very important component in the heter rabbanim that he has to also give a get, put it somewhere, and when she wants, she can come take it. But he has to also give her a get. He cannot marry another person with not giving her a get. Yeah. So it's first recorded in the words of the Kolbo. Kolbo is late Rishon or early Achron. Bishmo was like 400 years ago.
So would you say that
the Ramah didn't bring him, but Bishmo. Today, so I'll tell you what. According to the Ramah. So let's not forget. According to Shulchan Aruch, there is no Chayav Ben Gershom. According to the Ramah, in the case the person is allowed to get married, he's allowed to get married without Heta Me'arabanim. Only then the next step is Heta Me'arabanim. So you're saying that today we have to be more Machmir? I'm not sure. Today, for sure, it's much easier. And I heard that there's even a business of Heta Me'arabanim. If you pay, no, really, seriously. I know that in Israel, they're very frowned upon about certain Beis Din in America that they know that if you pay them the right price, so that, no problem. As I said, contacts, WhatsApp group, 100 rabbis, sign the final heter, and that's it. So it is easier today, but I think it's already too much, right? As I said, maybe there's no Chereb El Gershom, maybe there's no Chereb El Gershom in this place. But yes, yeah, so adding more takanos. I'm not sure it's so kedai. Sorry?
All these loopholes, you accomplish nothing with having a
rabbi. Yeah, so I think this still getting 100 rabbis is still a bit of a challenge.
Why don't the rabbis annul?
Oh, it's very tough to do that. What you're saying is Afkat Kedushin, it's almost impossible. We don't have the power to do that. Rabbis don't have the power to do that. If they'll do that today, it'll be terrible. Really, they can't do it. Where does it go back to? So the Bach in source 27 says that the Ben Gershom it was already with his takana. So it goes already all the way back to his time. But according to Shut Ramatz in source 28, so he says no. This is actually minhag v'silsul achvir. It's only a chumrah, and we only want to make it tougher for the husband to marry another person. That's why we do it. But Bikir Adin. As I said in the Ramah, it is enough just to get married in certain circumstances. In the case of Priya Uviya, Mitzvah, Ovelt Aldas, Nishtates, all these things is fine. Do the 100 rabbis need to know the details that is in front of them? It's almost impossible because you want rabbis in China, in three Aratzot, to know the story that happened all the way here in Texas. It's impossible. So says the Chatam Sofer, the last few words that he says in source 29. So he says, "V'hem yaminu ki kidvarav kenu ainyan v'eskim al pidvarav." The only thing is that they have to rely on the rabbi in that particular town that says, these are the facts, this woman did this, and that, and that, and that. I want to give a psak because of reason A, B, C, D. Do you agree with it? So the 100 rabbis only have to agree with the psak, but not with the mitzias. They don't have to now investigate who is this lady, who is the husband, does this happen? No, it's enough only to know, to you can rely on the rabbi that these are the facts, and the halacha, you have to decide whether you agree with him or not. What Poskim say is, "Kedei shelo yeh davar kal b'nei adorot l'kach isha l'isha." Just make it difficult. That's it. Just to make it difficult. In lechinami, meikar adin. We are achieving that it won't be easy to marry more than one wife. Chayav Ben Gershom is so chamur that even when it's allowed, we're saying, you should know, you're getting it in a very hard time. And as I said, today people are saying it's too easy. So you're achieving that. It's a bit of a schlep to go around the world and find rabbis to sign the Heta Me'arabonim.
You don't give your first wife a get. You just marry the second wife.
So usually the case is the husband wants to give a get. She's refusing, or she's not here, or she's not able to receive the get. So now we give him the heter. He wants to give her the get. He always has to be mafkid the get. It's very, very important, and you can't give any conditions or strings attached. He's saying, this is the get, take it, and that's it. Here's a get, famous get, waiting until this very day, in the basin of Nissen Karelitz. But very, very famous thing. Yeah. Yeah, they're still married. They're still married. Yeah, definitely. We have 3 minutes until the end of the until Mariv. So just a few reasons to actually receive the Hetam in Arabonim. I just brought here, I copy-pasted two tshuvas of Rabbi Moshe Weiss. One that he actually gives his brother, Rav Yonasan Ben Yomin, is the Av Basin of the Basin of Montreal. And he asked him, and he asked his brother, Mr. Weiss, to sign the Hetam Arabonim. So first of all, he discusses, is it okay for me as a brother to sign your Hetam, dear Dayan? He says, it is okay. Because again, they're not part of the basin. They're just saying that yes, the psalm here makes sense. And he brings here 4 reasons, for example, that could be a reason to give a get, to give the Hetam Arabonim. He says, first of all, Mitzvah Piyah Uviyah, that this person did not fulfill the Mitzvah Piyah Uviyah. He had only boys, only girls, or none. So in that case, that's a mitzvah, so we will allow him. Number two, this woman is Mesaret Lavod Din Torah. So like many cases, if she's not religious, she's not willing to go to Din Torah. And I'm not saying anything Allah Lemaise, but this is grounds, according to Poskim, Shut Eben Hashoam and other rabbis, to say that she's Oferet al Dad, that she's going to El Ka'ot Aguim, she's going to regular courts. In that case, that's enough of a reason for the husband to get Hetam Arabonim. Another reason, which is a reason that will almost, I think, allow every single Hetam Arabonim, is Hirurei Avera. The fact that he's not with his wife, so he's now having Hirurim. So he says, although there is a machlokus among the rabbis in the case of a mitzvah, as we said, yibum, priya uviya, if there's cherem, Rabbeinu Gershom, but hirur avera is mamish doing an avera every single second. It's not that you're missing a mitzvah. You're now doing an avera because of hirur avera. As many poskim say, that is enough of a reason for the husband to get hetam arabonim. So almost every single time a woman will refuse to get a get, you can find the reasons to get hetam arabonim. Another one, he brings here, Kivan Shena Shomeret Torah Mitzvot, also the same thing, Overet al Dat. Another thing that he brings in source 32, Isha Shera'a B'deoteha Shemitzvah Legarsha, a woman that has bad midos. And what is Ra'a B'deoteha? According to Bash and Chagas Mechokek, he says, Isha Shehi Balat Meriva, that they're fighting. The fact that they're fighting, that is Isha Shera'a B'deoteha, which is a reason to have Hetam Arabonim. So just saying that if the Beis Din wants, I have a hunch, it's not so hard to find the reasons to allow the Hetam Arabonim if she's not willing to get the get. But again, hopefully all these halachas that we're learning is always halacha velo lemaisa. But we saw a bunch of reasons that in those cases there is no cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, and we have a chumra of the past few hundred years, Ashkenazim, by the way, only Ashkenazim, not Sephardim, to have the heter me'arabanim. That's it for today. Yeshav Koach.